This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Grounds, the Christmas Craft Fair is underway, going on all weekend long. Let me tell you, this place is packed out. People are in all three buildings and walking around outside, checking things out and enjoying great weather and just a fun time. And apparently, from the investigative reporting that we've done here, we believe that Christmas may be approaching.
Yes, it is.
Sierra Keith there from the fairground staff. See, it makes perfect sense that you have the Christmas Craft Fair ahead of Christmas. This is great planning on your part.
It is, and it's a great opportunity to come out and buy your Christmas presents.
Oh, wait, what? Presents?
Yeah.
Is that what we're supposed to do?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe you could buy for yourself, too.
Well, maybe that's why people, maybe I, is that why people look at my, look at me and go, why didn't he buy me something?
No,
I don't. Yeah. Oh, okay. No, I'm kidding. But one of the great things about this event, well, let's back up. Any idea how many years this has been going?
Around 48. We're getting close to 50.
Whoa. That's a very long time. I mean, I know it was here when I came, and that was, well, that wasn't that many years ago. So kind of talk about how this all comes together.
We start planning in September, working with our vendors and trying to get as many different crafts and items that that people make out here.
And so where do you find all these folks?
We actually have an application process online that we do. And they really find us.
The diversity of the crafts, and I just did a quick look. I didn't get to the third building, but I've gone through a couple of them really fast and just looking around, all kinds of things.
We have so many different things this year. We have people that have done hand-painted items. We have knitted and crocheted items, quilting. There's also wood signs that people have made. You've got your food. You've got your cupcakes and your cookies and your fudges. There's some freeze-dried candy this year. We have a jewelry, and there's some handmade wreaths that are made. We do woodworking and metalwork are just a few of the things.
Now, I know that some people really like to bake for the holiday season, but some people really don't, or they work a lot of hours, and it's really not a priority, but yet they can come out here and get all the things that they want to have around the house or after parties or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I got some cookies down in Douglas Hall that are my favorite.
You didn't bring them, though, did you?
I did not go get them yet.
Okay. That's probably just as well. They're probably not my diet. But, okay, so you've got the food, and you have, oh, wait a minute. This person looks vaguely familiar. Santa?
Yes, Santa is here. He is ready to, have your kids come down and visit him in the exhibit building and take a picture with Santa. He's here all weekend. He's here from 2 to 8 today, and then tomorrow from 11 to 3 and 4 to 7, and then on Sunday from 1 to 4.
And again, which building is he in?
That's the exhibit building.
So we are in the community conference hall right when you first come in. And by the way, I'm only here till 1 o'clock, but if you are coming out right now and are managed to find me, which frankly is not that hard to do, I will have a gift possibly for you. We have brought some things along from I raided the boss's office while she was out. So there might be something here there will be something here for you if you get here in enough time today. Just looking around here, you said about 48 years, and some of these crafters, most of them are from the local area, right?
Yes, most are local, but we do have some that travel from Washington and California and then Northern Oregon.
And we see some of these people in, at the Summer Arts Festival and at other things in other parts of the county, and sometimes even run into them out of town. And some of these folks, it's like a little side hobby that they do. But for some people, this is really what they do in life.
Yeah, we have quite a few vendors that travel around year-round and go to different shows and sell their items.
And some of them have been doing it for a long time. And, it's interesting how people get into some of these things and just realize that they're really good at it. They really like it. And voila, people like to buy their products. And so they're pretty happy to be here.
Yeah, definitely.
So, what are some of the other things that people ought to know about things happening this weekend?
We have a couple different promotions for the gate. One of them is that tonight from 5 to 8, if you bring a canned food donation, you get in for free. And then tomorrow night, Cascade Community Credit Union's here. They're our sponsor this year for the Christmas Craft Fair, but they're here in the conference hall. And if you bring a pair of pajamas tomorrow night between 5 and 8 to bring them to donate to the Kids in Need for Douglas County, they will let you in for free.
Cool. And they're doing that with CASA that really could use that this time of year.
Absolutely.
So that's going on. Now, admission, if you get, you save some money if you bring food.
You do. So it's $5 for kids 13 and over, adults. $5. And then if you bring canned food, it's $4. It's a great way to help out the local community.
Great. So what are the hours again?
So on Friday, it is 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday's 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Sunday's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Anything else you got to mention?
Oh, I'd like to mention that we have some great food vendors here this year. The Roseburg High School Culinary Kids, they are in our conference hall serving up soup in a bread bowl, chicken strips, teriyaki, chicken, hamburgers, hot dogs. And then the Roseburg Elks, they're down in Douglas Hall, and their special items this year are going to be pulled pork and some chicken wraps. And then we have River Blends Coffee is here. We have Susie Q's Kettle Corn. And then in the exhibit building, we have a new one. We're doing Fairy Floss, which is cotton candy.
Fairy Floss.
Yeah, and so when you're going to see Santa, you could stop by there and get some of that.
I have not ever heard that called that before. That's a new term. I'm curious what the dentist would think.
Oh, I don't know.
Wow. All right, so again, it's happening till 8 today, 10 to 8 tomorrow, 10 to 4 on Sunday. Sierra, anything else?
No, I think that's it. We're just excited to have everybody come out.
All right, thanks for talking to us, getting things started. Bob Miller's going to come over right now from the Umpqua Gym and Mineral Club. And how are you doing today?
We're doing fine.
So talk about your club and what you guys do.
Well, we've been in existence over 50 years.
So hold that real close.
Over 50 years here in Douglas County. And we're a nonprofit charitable organization. We raise money and buy books for the local schools so that the children can learn more about geology and even geography. We have a trailer which has a lot of equipment in it so that the members of the club can use the equipment. And you've got saws, polishing wheels, drums for doing the drum polishing. We meet on the second Wednesday of each month over at the Westside Community Church. The membership for the club is $18 individual and $35 for family. So we welcome people to come over and take a look and see what we offer.
So if they come to your booth, where will they find you guys?
We're over in the Douglas Hall.
And how did you get into this?
Well, I've been involved with the geology stuff for many years. I was the Geology Merit Badge Counselor for Southern California for many years.
I didn't know that. Wow.
That's it. I've gotten over 42 people qualified for the Geology Merit Badge.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yes. And what was it about rocks and all of that that interested you years ago?
Well, I was born and raised back in Michigan on a lake, and there was a lot of rocks on that shore side. And so I got very interested in the different items that you'd find, fossils, and then the different minerals that you'd find.
Wow. So that kind of led forward to doing all this. And I know there's a lot of interest here locally with obviously the South Umpqua and the other parts of the Umpqua River. There's a lot of opportunity to find different kinds of rocks.
Sure. You get a lot of stuff along the ohshan as well. If you go up to Yahats, you can get a lot of agates. Most of the beaches on Oregon have agates that can be found, especially after storms. Storms with the high waves, they expose a lot of new material.
Cool. And, again, people can find out more about your club and everything going on if they check out your booth in Douglas Hall, right?
Douglas Hall, correct.
All right, Bob Miller, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, back with more in a moment on News Radio 93.9 FM 1240 KQEN. We're live from the Douglas County Fair and back in 2 minutes. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Umpqua Valley Live at 4. We've got some live music this afternoon. And talking about a lot of arts, entertainment, community events that are happening. So make sure and listen for that. First, Roseburg High School boys and girls basketball games tonight. And I'll be out at the girls game tonight doing that again. So if you're out there, stop on by. We are in the community conference hall at the Christmas Craft Fair at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. And Lori Downs with us. You are out here again with all your jewelry. Tell us about it.
So I am actually a second-generation jeweler. My mom and dad actually started the company 40-some years ago. And after dad passed away, I stepped in and continued the legacy that my dad has built in the Douglas County area. So I've enjoyed being here.
Now, originally, they were headquartered up north, right?
Yes. It was up in the Forest Grove area in the Portland area. And they moved here probably 25 years ago into the Drain area. And so we've been plugged into the Douglas County for a long time.
But you guys go all over the place.
We do. We go anywhere from California. Like next month, in February, I'll actually be going to Arizona, Tucson, to do a bead show.
Wow. So this is a full-time thing.
This is a full-time thing.
How did you get interested? Because not everybody, if your parents have got a skill, it doesn't always, you know, it doesn't just automatically, the next generation wants to do it. Why did you?
Well, you know, I had a responsibility to my parents, and when my dad got sick, I had to move home because I was selling cars up in the Portland area, and I loved that. But when dad got sick, I had to move back to help take care of dad, and then the business had to live on. So it was an easy slide because I'd already worked in the business for years.
So talk about the types of jewelry that you guys work on.
So we do bronze, copper, German silver, some sterling metals, and we make copper bracelets, necklaces, pendants, earrings, finger rings, basically any kind of jewelry we make out of the metals.
So how do you determine, I looked at your booth, you've got a lot of, samples, a lot of different things. How do you figure out how many of what to make?
We just make them by the thousands. It keeps it easy. That way all sizes are covered.
And you've got different types of metals. How does that work in terms of, you must have suppliers that you get these from?
We do. And our suppliers are becoming hard to get a hold of as far as having the availability of metal. Metal prices are going through the roof. And some places I'm not even able to get some of the metal to replace the metal that we're using. But we're going to keep going until we can't make any more.
Wow, pretty cool. Now, what's the process like? Like in a typical, you guys are, your bracelets are maybe your signature item in a way. A lot of ways. How long does it take to make those?
So to make one from start to finish, it takes about 3 days.
Wow. And now, is that the only thing you're working on, or do you come back and forth to it?
Yeah, I do. I usually make runs of a certain item. I'll do a run of 20, and then that will take 3 days to go through from start to finish.
What's the funnest part about the process?
The end product.
And in
the finish of it. Well, you take something that looks really hideous, and by the time you get done with it, it's beautiful and shiny.
So where do people find you out here?
So we are actually in the conference hall, and I'm in space 18, and I also have another booth, but I don't know what mom's number is.
So, just walk around the conference hall because nobody really looks at the numbers
anyway.
And you'll find both of them. So you've got a lot going out here and out here all weekend, right?
Yes, all weekend.
And where do people find you otherwise?
So you can find me at simplistic-designs.com. Or on Facebook. I also have a Pinterest account, and we're on Amazon. We're on all the major shopping.
All right, perfect. Lori, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
All right, one more person to talk to. Why don't you introduce yourself to us?
My name is Nikki Opp.
So what do you do out here?
This year I have a booth with my partner, Shauna Pelkey, and we are making personalized ornaments that she is a Cricut master. So she uses her Cricut to cut vinyl and personalize ornaments on the spot.
So what's a Cricut?
A Cricut is a crafting machine that pretty much allows you to make any design that you want, any letters, any wording, and it's sticky on the back, so it will stick onto the bulbs and spell out any names. Or we get lots of requests for animal paw prints and names. So
people can come out here, and you're just making it on the spot then, right?
We are making it on the spot. It does take us about 30 minutes, so it's nice to come by and put in your order and then walk around the Christmas fair and come back and pick it up, because it takes just a little bit of time, but not much, 30 minutes, and you leave with a personalized ornament.
How'd you guys get into this?
Shauna is just a crafter. She's always looking for things to make and create, and she was looking for a partner who wanted to come out here and work with her, and so I joined forces. She is the creative person, and I'm more of the workhorse.
So this is a newer thing to you, but not to her then, right?
Correct.
And how long has she been doing it?
Well, as long as I've known her. So our kids are 15 years old, so about 15 years.
Wow. So what kind of ideas do people get? I mean, are they just putting names on it, or do people come up with other creative ideas?
They come up with lots of creative ideas. So we have sometimes it's an individual person. Sometimes we have married couples that want an ornament with their initial from their last name with their names on the front. We get ornaments for dogs, baby's first Christmas. We have in memory ornaments. So we have people who put names of loved ones who have passed on their ornaments.
And or maybe has anybody gotten an ornament for like an ex-husband or wife?
Not yet, but we have had some requests for some political ornaments that I can't repeat what they wanted on it on the radio.
Okay, that's probably, it's a family show here, so it's probably just as well. Maybe it's better off sticking to the name.
Yes.
And it kind of goes with the holiday season more than politics.
Absolutely.
So where do people find you out here?
We're in the community conference hall. When you walk in the front doors, we're in the second row. We have a little like a grove of trees with ornaments on it, and you can pick any color you like, and we'll get you personalized.
All right, Nikki, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
So we're wrapping it up here. We've got just a minute or so left. Remind people of the hours and all that.
We are here until 8 p.m. today. Tomorrow, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And admission is?
$5 for adults, 13 and over, and get a dollar off with canned food donation. And then tomorrow from 5 to 8, don't forget, bring a pair of pajamas to donate for kids in need in Douglas County, and you get in for free.
Yeah, and that means bring them, don't wear them.
Don't wear them.
No,
bring them
out. So, and when is Santa here again?
Santa is here today until 8 p.m., and then tomorrow from 11 to 3 and 4 to 7, and then Sunday 1 to 4 p.m.
And how much of the fairgrounds is this taking up?
We are in three buildings. We are in the conference hall, Douglas Hall, and the exhibit building.
All right. Sarah, thanks for talking to us. And folks, come on out. It's going now through all the weekend long. 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tomorrow, and 4 o'clock on Sunday. That wraps it up live from the Douglas County Fairgrounds in the Christmas Craft Fair on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQAN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.